Financial year ended on a high note for investors yesterday. Stocks were up nearly 2% on better news out of debt-ridden Greece. And world markets have continued that rally this morning. It's been a rollercoaster ride, though, for the share market over the past 12 months, and by extension, for your superannuation returns, probably. Our next guest calls it a wall of worry, and the 24-hour news cycle with constant market information can produce an overload for investors, leading to jittery and short-sighted investing. Shane Oliver is Head of Investment Strategy at AMP Capital Investors. He thinks it's time investors turned down the news volume a little and started refocusing on the long term. Shane, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. Thank you.
Now, Shane, the latest good news is the second vote in the Greek Parliament overnight passing the austerity measures, stipulating what they are, and the markets like it too.
That's certainly the case. Greece seems to be on track to get its extra money and probably another bailout package, so that's certainly good news. I think the interesting thing is how we've been so obsessed with Greece over the last few days, and for those who've sort of been sidelined as a result of that, they've actually missed out on good gains in the share market.
So it goes to your theory that we, you know, focus on the minutiae and miss the big picture. But why wouldn't we be focused on Greece? There's plenty of commentary telling us around that it's the, you know, the canary in the coal mine. It's this could be the start of GFC2 if we don't get it right.
I think there's no doubt that it is an issue. It's a major issue for Europe. And it's right for investors to be concerned about it. I guess my concern, though, is that we've become overly paranoid about these things. Every so often, an event like the global financial crisis comes along. They're nothing new in the great history of things. Markets have always been volatile. But because of that excessive focus on what's going on in the short term, I think markets have become excessively volatile as well. And you can see, for example, the Australian share market, we sort of halved in value into 2009 through the global financial crisis. Then we were up 60%, then fall about 16% to the lows of middle last year, and then, of course, the big 19% rally into April this year, and recently, of course, we've fallen 10% again. But that sort of volatility obviously reflects all these concerns, but it's probably a huge overreaction to what's really going on. Certainly the underlying economy has been nowhere near as volatile as that, and certainly the key fundamental driving investor returns over the long term, which is basically dividends and earnings, has not been as volatile as that either.
So your advice to investors is turn down the volume and focus more on the long term. What do you mean?
Well, I think there's several things investors can do here. There's no doubt that we have come into a more uncertain world. We're going through some of the aftershocks and the hangover from the global financial crisis, and that might continue for some time to come. I think the key for investors is to turn down the volume a little bit and think, well, sure, that's going to be with us for some time to come. I've got to accept the increase in volatility, but I should really focus on the longer term. And yes, you know, the old days of buy and hold and expect that that will always deliver great returns may be over for a little bit. But for most investors, trying to time the market as individuals will probably make things worse off for them. They'll probably end up buying at the top and selling at the bottom. So I think the best thing to do for individuals in that circumstance is to take a longer-term approach and then try and stick to it. And finally, for those who do have a bit of cash, I think that the trick here is really to buy in gloom. You know, when everyone is feeling bearish and it all looks terrible, that's the time to average into markets and effectively follow what Warren Buffett advised, and that's when everyone starts to panic, get greedy, and perhaps do the opposite when everyone's getting greedy. And of course, at the moment, no one's really getting greedy. So I think the trick really is to refocus on the longer term, and you can just think about the last 12 months. I mean, Blind Freddy would probably say that bank deposits have probably been the place to be. You could get 6% to 7%. Out of bank term deposits, but the reality has been the Australian share market has actually returned about 12% once you allow for the dividends, so you would have actually done better by taking a longer term approach and focusing on the share market.
Sure, but even your advice there, you know, to buy in gloom, I mean, we are famously now, aren't we? I'm not sure if we still are, we certainly were the largest shareholding democracy in the world. I thought we were meant to get educated about the market because we have our money invested there. And, you know, the advice from some is there is no time for investors to have a set and forget plan. We need to pay attention so we can follow your advice, for instance, there and buy in gloom. Know when the gloom is.
Well, that's right. I mean, investors need to know when the gloom is. You need to keep track of things. I guess my key point, though, is that we are inundated with information these days. It's gone from one extreme to the other. lots of information bombarding investors, and a lot of the evidence from psychological studies, what investment people call behavioural finance, suggests that naturally people tend to focus more on losses rather than gains. And when they're reminded of those losses regularly, they tend to freeze up. And that, I think, is what we've seen over the last couple of years, that investors are simply freezing up and are not making decisions or just keeping all their money in very safe options. And over the long term, investors who don't take risks end up with lower returns. Now, of course, this is a very... it all depends on one's age, and if you're in retirement or close to it, then obviously you've got to take a much more conservative strategy. But I'm concerned here about people who might have many years to go before they retire, and yet all this nervousness would be causing them to sit on the sidelines and ultimately miss out on longer-term returns.
And it has an importance beyond our individual share portfolios, doesn't it? The former governor of the Reserve Bank, Ian Macfarlane, basically agrees with you. He's given a number of speeches and written articles bemoaning the obsession in this country with monthly movements in interest rates and economic data, which can move around for all kinds of reasons. The media does avidly report rises and falls in interest rates these days. And all of that has an impact on the broader economic sentiment. I mean, we see a survey, business confidence sunk to its lowest level since the global financial crisis yesterday, and consumer confidence low, and yet never before have we had more people in work.
Well, that's right. It seems perverse in a way. Australia's circumstances globally are actually very good, but because of all this constant focus on economic data and interest rates, it seems like we're in a perpetual state of crisis. And in fact, Ian Macfarlane made that point just before he retired many years ago, so it's not a new point of view from the former governor. But I think he makes a very valid point. And unfortunately, it has negative economic consequences. If businesses and Australians are taking a very short-term focus, it means there's going to be less money around for long-term investing. It means that companies are going to have to keep an eye on short-term share market reaction rather than they're perhaps investing for the longer term in terms of what they're doing in their businesses. In short, it refers to what John Maynard Keynes, a well-known economist, referred to once as speculation over what he calls enterprise or investment. Now, if the economy or investments, or what he calls enterprise, becomes a bubble, an orgy of speculation, then you end up with much worse economic circumstances over the longer term.
So just very briefly, while we've got you here, the share market's been going sideways for much of the last year. What's your forecast for the year ahead in amidst this wall of worry?
Well, I think there's no doubt the volatility is going to remain. A lot of the worries are still around, although there has been some relief in the last week or two. My feeling is that we'll probably see another year of reasonable gains out of the market, probably of your order of 10 to 15%, probably a little bit stronger than what we've seen over the last 12 months. But my feeling is that the economy will pick up through the second half of the year. Shares right now are still pretty cheap, having fallen in the last few months, mm-hmm. notwithstanding the rally in the last few days. And I think as the economy recovers and global conditions settle down, then we should see reasonable gains out of the market.
Shane Oliver, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Shane Oliver is Head of Investment Strategy and Chief Economist at AMP Capital Investors. Start of a new financial year. Some advice for you. Stay calm.